And all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world today, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program, coming to you from the lowlands of Indiana today, where we've been having some snow flurries. My goodness gracious, having a few snow flurries up in Idaho County, Idaho too, I understand, but here in Indiana, the southern part of Indiana, incredible. Yes, I've been sitting here working, looking out the window, and snow's coming down here, and I'm going, my goodness gracious. Well, I hope you're having good weather where you're at. We're actually enjoying it here. It was a nice day. We just had some snow flurries coming down here. But anyway, a lot of things going on, folks. But before I start into what is going on? We've got rebels attack U.S. bases in Iraq. Haven't heard this on the news. Isn't that interesting, folks? The Associated Press has it, but I haven't heard it on the news. We'll get into that in a few minutes. President Putin, remember, President Putin is the communist leader there in Russia, pretending he's not, just like our international crime lords here in our country, pretending they're not. Our leaders, but we're very suspicious, at our two police and military associations, because Putin is the man that's supposed to bring the communist nations back together. You know, it's happened three times, the Perestroika and Glasnost was always a con job to have America send in industry and rebuild Russia, because a communist nation can't stand alone anytime, anyhow. And so for 70 years, we've been funding the communist structure over there to make sure it was propped up. And now President Putin is looks like they're easing back together all these nations that separated out. These communist nations are coming back together now that they've been propped up again by American industry. American business is going over there and us sending money to Russia. And they're coming back into their communist ways once again. And so that's interesting. We'll get into that in a few minutes. But I have something else I want to talk to you about here in just a moment. Before we get into the news going on there, this is coming to us from the Moscow Times, and we're happy to have them sending us their reports here at our two police and military associations. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, folks.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. By the way, I like to tell all of our foreign listeners out there, those from other lands, that this is coming to you from the USA. And we're happy to be here at Republic Broadcasting Network. Police and military have learned some things over the years, especially the Christian police and military officers, and our dear friends in the private sector, too, that for years now we have decided to give our tithes and offerings to those doing God's work here in this nation. We recognize some years back that the churches many times are not doing God's will. They're actually going against God's will. And so this old cop and others have decided to give part of our tithes and offerings to other individuals and organizations that are truly doing God's will, spreading the truth, spreading God's will or God's word. And it's worked out very, very good because as more and more Christians begin to give their tithes and offerings to those doing God's work today and not just telling people to come in the church and hide out and await the rapture and don't do anything, don't do anything but pray, and don't stand up against evil government. Let God sort it out when he gets here. and getting into the social gospel, where it's just a party to go to church, music and dancing many times, and beating on tambourines, and just enjoying yourself and potluck dinners, and everything's so wonderful. But what about doing what God told us to do, folks, and that's keeping dominion over the land, keeping an occupation of the institutions until he returns? Well, that's gone by the wayside. And so for a number of years, we found Christians beginning to realize that they need to be good stewards of their tithes and offerings, that blessing that God gave us in our income, and give a certain percentage of it. Some people believe 10%, some people believe more or less, but whatever it is, to give it to those doing God's will today. And I wanted to put in a plug for all of us to pray about this. Don't just listen to this old cop in our two police and military associations, but think about the blessings of those that are actually out in the field doing the work that God told us to do, if you would remember them, not only in your prayers and thank God for them being there and being activists and doing what God told us to do and trying to take back our nation from these evil, evil Luciferian crime families that have control of our nation today, but also we are actively participating in funding those that are doing the work to try to bring our nation back under its godly foundations and our constitutional republic. So I want to put in a plug for our wonderful Republic Broadcasting Network, folks. You know, it's very difficult to do all the things that Republic Broadcasting Network is doing today. With that is outreach to so many Americans today, and also people in other nations today. And we want to remind you that every month we hope that you will pray seriously about this, that you will consider sending a donation, the best donation you can, from your tithes and offerings to those organizations truly in your heart you believe are doing what God would have them do today, or individuals. There might be an individual out there that is doing what you believe that God would have them to do. There, we have been blessed at our Police and Military Association, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, by Christians who have awakened to realize that in our publications and in our work, we spread the Word of God and we spread the truth. And our Lord has told us over and over again that we perish for lack of knowledge, and the truth will set us free, and many, many wonderful quotes of how we're supposed to be handling our lives in spreading the truth and God's word out around the world and around our neighborhoods and communities and nation. And there's very little way any better in this country that I have found than this wonderful mass communication method that God has bestowed on us at this time. But we need your support. We truly need your support, not just your prayers, but your funds. If you can send a little bit of a donation every month, it would be a true blessing, a tremendous blessing, because I know of many of the things that it takes to keep an operation running, because I've been at the forefront of three police and military associations for 24, almost 25 years now. And it takes a lot of money to keep going and going forward and to grow. And many times we have not grown because we haven't had the donations coming in. So, folks, truly, would you please pray about this and ask the Lord what you should do? Ask if where you're giving your money, all your tithes and offerings are doing all that they can do and all that God has told them to do out of the Holy Scriptures at this time. And if you see an organization or an individual that is struggling to do God's will in his life, her life, or an organization's goals out there, I pray that you will support that organization, okay? Let me give you a number to call And I hope you'll call Republic Broadcasting Network and talk to them about sending a donation each month. It would be such a blessing if you could do that. I just don't know how more strongly to tell you that in the last 10 years, God has given us a tremendous opportunity to use mass communications to reach the masses out there now who have no other way of really hearing about what's going on except to have you talk to them and say, hey, have you heard of Republic Broadcasting Network? And you can, here's how you can get connected and listen to things that are going on and bring you the message from our Lord and bring you the message from our Republic and those that are doing right and those that are doing wrong. And we have been so blessed to have this ability today that we didn't have 10 years ago. Even 10 years ago, it was just a fledgling program of starting to use mass communication to spread God's word and the truth out around this republic and awakening more and more people all the time. And more people are awakening because of the wonderful mass communication outreach. And you may very well be one of the people that are responsible for helping to fund this activity. But if you're not, folks, please pray about this, and God will bless you. I guarantee you, God will bless you if you use your tithes and offerings as a good steward and put it in the hands of those that will do God's will, be they individuals or organizations, okay? Please call this number and talk to John or Sandra there about donating each month to Republic Broadcasting Network. That number is 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. And it will bless all of us, folks, if we can continue to grow. We need to not just stand still. We need to grow, and that's what we intend to do at Republic Broadcasting Network as we get more and more of our brothers and sisters online donating so that we can go forward instead of standing still or, God forbid, go backwards in this wonderful opportunity we have to awaken our brothers and sisters in America. Okay, let's go to the Moscow Times here for just a minute and want to say that we've been watching Putin, old President Putin over there, Vladimir Putin, all these years. The little communist is trying to put it all back together again. You know, he's going over and stomping the heck out of certain of the nations that are giving him a hard time putting it all back together. But they've come up with a new plan now. They've come up, and by the way, if you don't think that's true, if you don't think that their plan is to bring the communist nations all back together again over there and connected to Mother Russia again, you haven't read the quotes, the actual quotes from the communist leaders, past and present, that what they've said about never turning away from communism. Never, never, never. We go way back here. I'll give you a couple quotes from Lenin himself. When he was in power, he said it would be the greatest mistake, certainly, to think that concessions mean peace. Nothing of the kind. Concessions are nothing but a new form of war. What is glasnost and perestroika, folks? It's concessions, okay? And Lenin said way back then, that's a new form of war, using concessions, he said. Now, there's Dmitry Menyalesky, Soviet diplomat, in 1947, revealed the communists' intentions to brainwash the American public way back in 1947. He said, we will offer the Christian world unheard-of peace overtures, and these nations, stupid and decadent, will leap at the chance to be our friends. They will willingly cooperate in their own destruction. Then, when their guard is down and they have gone to sleep, we will crush them with our clenched fist. Well, many gullible Americans and the controlled U.S. media will gush about these statements as being statements that are uttered a long time ago. But has the institutions really changed, folks? We'll be back to talk about it in just a minute on the Officer Jack McLam program. Be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're just getting into an article here in the Associated Press that you probably won't read in America, because we've got it in the Moscow Times here today. And I'm setting the stage for reading this to you by proving to you that this was all a con job, this perestroika and democracy in Russia. Another con job. 3 times they've done that over the 70 years, about 75 years now, that we've funded communism over there with our tax dollars to prop it up. And it would fail and collapse, and then they'd say, Perestroika, you know, glasnost, we love you guys, we're going to turn from communism, come over here and rebuild us, and we'd do it. And then as soon as they're all rebuilt, they're back financially together, then they go back into communism. Well, that could possibly be happening right now before our eyes once again, and it looks like it is from many, many different reports that we're getting. But let me go back to this Dmitry Malinovsky, it is, Soviet diplomat, what he said in 1947, that he would, give America all these, the Christian world, unheard peace overtures, and these nations, stupid and decadent, would leap at the chance to be our friends, that they will willingly cooperate in their own destruction. Then when their guard's down and they go to sleep, we'll smash them with our clenched fist. Well, Truly, many gullible Americans listening right now tonight and the controlled U.S. media would gush about this. Oh, those statements were uttered a long time ago, and things have truly changed in the new Commonwealth of Independent States. Well, is that so? Well, let's get a quote out here by one of the favorite man of the year in one of the big American controlled media publications, Mikhail Gorbachev's speech at the 70th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution. Remember, the Bolshevik Revolution, folks, in Russia killed about 120 million people, murdered them. Think about that. You think about 6 million Jews being killed. What do you think about 120 million people? And some people say even more than that, but I think that ought to do it. If that doesn't move you, nothing will. But Gorbachev says this, at the 70th anniversary celebrating the Bolshevik Revolution in 1987, he said, in October 1917, and that's when the Bolshevik Revolution started, folks. They ran a couple hundred street thugs from New York, the international banksters did, into Russia to kill the Christian Tsar and his family and start killing millions and millions of Christians. That's what he's talking about. In October 1917, we parted from the old world, rejecting it once and for all. We are moving towards a new world. A world of communism, a new world order he's talking about, folks, and it will be a world of communism. And we shall never turn off that road. Now, the same year that he spoke before the Soviet Politburo, November 8, 1987, 1 month later, matter of fact, and he made this speech that you and I were not supposed to hear. This is a portion of it anyway. He said, gentlemen, comrades, do not be concerned about all you hear about glasnost and perestroika and democracy in the coming years. These are primarily for outward consumption only. There will be no significant internal changes in the Soviet Union other than for cosmetic purposes. Our purpose is to disarm the Americans and let them fall asleep. Okay, and he went on, but I won't read you the rest of that there. A good general, former NATO commander-in-chief, following the phony Soviet coup, remember when it was a coup over there in Russia, it was on television everywhere, General Walter Walker said this, I consider it my duty to tell you of the extremely dangerous threats that lie ahead. I know for certain that we are now in a period of greatest strategic deception, perhaps in all history. The Cold War is not over, only in the state of remission. The Soviet Union is not truly on the verge of collapse. Western defense, on the other hand, is. Many of our readers at Adenabet Police Military Newsletter, folks, are intelligence officers or former intelligence officers, and we thank those readers of our publication who are members of the intelligence community for providing the following facts that back up Gorby and Sir Walter Walker's words. Fact, Russian intelligence agencies are working as hard as ever at espionage in the United States. It was both of the FBI directors, Robert Gates and William Sessions, who spoke out on the at the highest level of Russian intelligence collection efforts in recent months have never been stronger. Now it's known that the Russian acronym SVR is the new organization for Russian intelligence. Senior FBI counterintelligence officer William Gilbert states the same thing. He says, and I quote, there has been no apparent reduction in covert intelligence gatherings here by the Russians. And Yevgeny Primakov said during a recent visit to Sweden, well, I'll tell you that when we return after the break here at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Back here at the Officer Jack McGlynn program, we're going over a few items before we get into this letter from the Moscow Times, this article about the new president over there, Vladimir Putin, bringing this all back together again, undercover, of course. But in contrast to the statements from our senior FBI counterintelligence officials, and two of our DCI directors, Robert Gates and FBI Director William Sessions, we have Chief of the SVR, a few years back, Yugani Primakov, said during a recent visit to Sweden, "I can tell you we no longer have the cloak and dagger spies in the traditional sense, agents who meddle in other countries' internal affairs." And this came out, I was a member of the Association of Former Intelligence Officers a few years back, and until they routed me out, so did the Fraternal Order of Police, because I got involved in trying to expose the truth to the American people and to our brothers and sisters in uniform. So I was no longer allowed to associate, even though I am a former intelligence officer. The Association of Former Intelligence Officers booted me out, and the Fraternal Order of Police, which is a globalist New World Order organization, to keep control of our police officers in the nation, too, threw me out. Actually drugged me off the stage in Tucson, Arizona. I was invited down by the Fraternal Order of Police group because I was well known in Phoenix and as a police officer, and they invited me down to speak, and I got into the New World Order and started telling the police, my fellow police officers down there, about the internal enemy of America, and they closed the microphone off on me. The top leaders did of the FOP, Fraternal Order of Police, and I still wouldn't shut up. I started screaming my message out, even though they turned the mic off, and they physically came and grabbed me and hauled me off the stage. And I was screaming to my fellow officers, see, I told you this, they don't want you to know about this information. Get a hold of me at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and we'll get you the truth, you know, and they drug me off. Well, anyway, I've been thrown out of a lot of organizations, folks. When you get involved at telling the truth and explaining into places like the American Legion and the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the FOP and everything, you get canned real quick because those organizations are totally controlled at the top to keep control of our soldiers, veterans, and police officers so that they can't be a part of America's recovery. But I'm getting off the story here. Let's get back to this. We have much information about the Soviet system still being in operation. The communist collapse was a con job perpetrated for the American public, and the Commonwealth of Independent States is still every one of those nations are run by hard-line communist folks. And so let's go to the article now from the Moscow Times. It's brief. It's not too long here. President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday promised members in a security pact of former Soviet nations that Russia will supply them with low-price weapons and train their military personnel. Isn't that sweet? At the meeting with senior officials from the Six Nation Collective Security Treaty that links Russia with Armenia, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Tajikistan, Putin said that they need to build up joint efforts to combat terrorism, drug trafficking, and organized crime. Well, Putin is the international crime boss in Russia, so you know he's not going to combat drug trafficking because he's involved in it, just like the crime boss here in America, George W. Bush, and his family. And they are organized crime, okay? The communist leaders over there, just like the communist leaders in our land, are organized crime, the epitome of organized crime. They said here in the article, Associated Press article, it says, we can only deal with these threats through joint efforts, Putin said. This is especially true for our countries which effectively lack borders and where goods, capital, and people move freely. That creates favorable conditions for criminals, but it also gives us more opportunities to confront them. Putin said at the start of the meeting that Russia was ready to help train military personnel of other members of the pact and provide them with weapons at low domestic prices. Coming together, folks, coming back together. Defense Minister Sergei Ivanov said that talks with his counterparts from the pact's member nations that they had agreed to coordinate activities in the field of nuclear, chemical, and biological security. It clearly has an anti-terror dimension, he said in televised remarks. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, speaking after a separate meeting Wednesday of the PAC's foreign ministers, said that they were particularly concerned over the increased drug flow from Afghanistan. Isn't that interesting, folks? You know, there was no drug flow from Afghanistan until we went in there and took out the leaders who had stopped, the Muslim leadership who had stopped all drug flow. They destroyed all the poppy fields, and the New York crime bosses who head up the New York banks missed their $300 million a month coming in from the drugs, the laundered money, And so that's one of the reasons that Bush was told to go into Afghanistan to get the poppy fields replanted. And man, are they replanted. We've heard through our military sources that there's about 10 times the poppy fields planted now that there were there before. So the New York drug lord bankers up there are just pleased if they're getting 10 times the laundered money into their banks up there. But he says here that they were particularly concerned over the increased drug flow from Afghanistan. Well, the international crime bosses knew what to do. They went in there and got rid of the Taliban, who was totally against drugs, and destroyed the fields and replanted them. Now, Putin said, he said that the PAC members were ready to work together with the United States and other Western nations in fighting drug trafficking and terrorism in Central Asia, and added that Moscow would offer a specific plan for cooperation between NATO and the Collective Security Treaty. At the same time, Lavrov warned Western nations against acting on the principle of a zero-sum game in Central America, or Central Asia, that is. Igor Ivanov, the Secretary of the Presidential Security Council, used harsh language Tuesday in accusing the United States and NATO of pressuring former Soviet nations in Central Asia and encouraging mass protests. The pressure that NATO and the U.S. political and military structures are exerting, this is a quote, on Central Asia is heightening tensions there, said Ivanov, who also attended Wednesday's Collective Security Treaty meeting. Moscow has been increasingly concerned about the U.S. military presence in Central Asia. U.S. forces are utilizing a base in Kyrgyzstan to support military activity and their replanting of all the poppy fields in nearby Afghanistan. Well, folks, I kind of slipped that one in on it here. I'm acting like the controlled news now. It didn't say the replanting of the poppy field. It said they're concerned about the U.S. military presence in Central Asia. U.S. forces are utilizing a base in Kyrgyzstan to support military activity in nearby Afghanistan. Well, that's one of the things they're doing up there, replanting the poppy fields. And they are recently evicting, America has recently been evicted from another base in Uzbekistan. Interesting. We hadn't heard about that in the United States either, have we, folks? Well, it's good to have the foreign news available to us in English because we don't have a single person around here that reads Russian yet. Okay. Okay. Well, what I'd like to do, folks, is open up the phone lines. If you'd like to call in tonight, let's do that real quick here. Give out that number, 800-313-9443. I loved last night's callers. Very good questions, very good information put out. So if you'd like to call in, please do at 800-313-9443. All right, let's go on now to this rebel attack on U.S. bases in Iraq here. Once again, the Associated Press folks, and we are missing this. I don't know if you're getting it, but we're not getting it here in the USA. We haven't heard about this, so we're going to share a little bit of it with you. December 1st, yes, today, matter of fact, in Baghdad, insurgents attacked several U.S. bases and government offices with mortars and rockets Thursday before dispersing in the capital of western Iraq's Anbar province, residents and police said. Iraq's interior minister on Thursday fired his top official for human rights in connection with the torture investigation. The attacks in Ramadi occurred as local tribe leaders and U.S. military officials were to hold their second meeting in a week at the governor's office in the city center. The insurgents apparently tried to shell the building, but reporters inside said there was no damage or injuries. Police, lieutenant, and you must remember, folks, that these embedded reporters are not allowed to tell you anything the government doesn't want you to know. So what we found out is many times there are damages and injuries and deaths, and we're not told that here in the United States. They're not allowed to tell us. But anyway, they're claiming once again No damage, no injuries. Police Lieutenant Mohammed Al-Obidi said at least four mortar rounds fell near the U.S. base on the eastern edge of the city, but there was no reports of casualties, it says. Insurgents also launched mortar rounds at the Ramadi Auditorium, where U.S. and Sunni Arab leaders met on Monday. The Washington Post reported this week. Residents said that within minutes, scores of masked gunmen believed to be members of the Jordan-born militant Abu Musab al-Zarqawi al-Qaeda in Iraq group ran into the city streets but dispersed after launching attacks with mortars and Russian-made Katsua rockets. It wasn't clear if the attack left any casualties at that time. Ramadi is a provincial capital of Anbar province, a Sunni stronghold where clashes between insurgents and U.S. and Iraqi troops have left hundreds of people dead in the past 2 years. U.S. and Iraqi troops launched a joint operation near Ramadi on Wednesday, sweeping through an area used to rig car bombs. About 500 Iraqi troops joined 2,000 U.S. Marines, soldiers, and sailors, and he moved to clear insurgents from an area on the eastern side of the Euphrates River near Hit, 85 miles west of Baghdad, the U.S. command said in a statement. The offensive came as President Bush said he hopes to shift more of the military burden onto the Iraqis as part of a strategy to draw down American forces. So, folks, the war does rage on. The war does rage on. We're not hearing about all this, are we, folks? Well, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to think that we're doing okay and everything's becoming better and better. But it's not true. There are more and more attacks all the time on our dear brothers and sisters in uniform over there. And it just breaks our hearts because we're losing more and more of our brothers and sisters all the time. And I was yesterday once again at the VA hospital here in Indiana, Evansville, and saw a lot of disabled of our brothers and sisters there sitting around all over the place. If you want to get a real feel for what is happening in the world, with our soldiers being attacked and blown up and killed and dismembered and maimed, you just have to go to the VA hospitals, folks. I hope you'll do that and go and visit and shake hands and sit and let them talk to you for a little bit because they certainly need to talk to somebody. So think about that. Pray about it. Good place to go. Okay, now, Paul, you said we have a caller on the line. Who's there? Arthur in Tennessee. Welcome to the program, Arthur.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing just fine. Hope you're doing fine.
Yeah, a little chilly out. However, you were pulled off the stage in an FOP?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, physically. Physically
very,
pulled off.
Very impressive.
Very impressive, yeah. I was there in police uniform. I was the invited speaker for the evening at the Fraternal Order of Police group there in Tucson, Arizona, and I got up to speak, and everybody was excited to see me, but when I started talking about the New World Order and the internal enemies, man, they cut off the mic, and I kept talking and talking, and they finally come up and drug me off the stage, you know.
In most cases, I have absolutely no use for modern American police. I say that as a son of a Tucson police officer and retired Tucson, my mother, retired Tucson police also,
well,
commended by Ronstadt.
Yeah.
However, I have learned that there are many good policemen out there.
There truly are, brother. Truly
the fact
are.
That you were drug off the stage indicates that you are one also.
Well,
I'm impressed.
I try, but, I mean, there was a lot of good guys there that invited me down to speak, but the leadership wouldn't let me speak, so that tells you something. There's a lot of good guys and gals out there in uniform that want to know the truth, but they're truly being brainwashed just like I was. And not being told the truth, just like the majority of the American people, though. You know,
as a former American Legion Junior Vice Commander, I can guarantee you that there are American Legion that will allow veterans to speak. I disagree that in every event they are for the purpose of controlling American veterans. What I would like to clarify is that American veterans are full of hot air in most cases. I mean, I've rubbed noses with guys at Bad Tolts and Air America and all manner of been there, done that, and very impressive guys. Uh-huh. But for the most part, they're full of hot air. It is in this present time when those tumultuous events of their patriotic endeavors must be put to the test so that the needs that we have as a people are met. And I am as guilty as they, because I was as full of hot air as they were in being incapable of bringing to fruition the effort that I was involved in, though I have not given up. And so the encouragement should be that American veterans in Veterans of Foreign Wars, American Legion, disabled American veterans, wherever they are, should move beyond been there, done that, full of hot air, and accomplish the mission. Now, one mission has been accomplished.
Amen,
one
brother.
Veteran group has accomplished Colin Powell's mission to cure HIV plus AIDS. There have been five cures.
Hmm, interesting.
So that lawful order has been complied with by a former American general officer. There are many more missions out there. I salute
you. Okay, brother. Well, thanks a lot for calling in. I hope you'll call back again. Thanks for making those points. Be right back, folks.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Well, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks, and I want to thank the caller for calling in. But I want to say, I'd like to ask people out there, because we've watched over the years now as the FOP, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the American Legion have been taken over, the many of the American Legion, especially at the top of these organizations. Now, there's local groups out there that are still fighting for liberty and freedom here in America. But if you know any American Legion or if you know any Veterans of Foreign Wars, American Vietnam veterans, any organization like this, folks, that is actually taking on the internal enemies of America today and trying to expose them and trying to stop us from going into this totalitarian system here in America, the enemy is in the camp. He's in the camp. If you know any FOP, any American Legion, or veterans of foreign wars that are standing up and fighting those issues so we don't go under a totalitarian slave system here in America, call me, write me, email me, and let me know, because I want to have that group on. I can't find any, and there may be some out there, so I'm not going to paint with a broad brush. I just know that the upper levels have been taken over by the enemy. And those that are globalists and want this world government antichrist system. And so, but if there's local groups that are fighting against what is going on in America today, the martial law scenario that's coming upon us, the police state, then please let me know, because I definitely want to give them credit and give them airtime. I don't know of any, but there may very well be. There's a lot of FOPs, American Legions, and Veterans of Foreign Wars out there. Army wants vets back. Yes, they're going after the veterans now. If you've been out less than 4 years, the Army's changing things. They can't get their numbers. They can't get their recruitment up to, I think they want 80,000 a year coming in, and they're way below that. And so now they're changing things. The Army spokesman says that now you can get back in if you have been out less than 4 years. You don't have to go back through boot training, boot camp, and you can also go back under your former rank. So things are changing. They're also going to give you almost $20,000 for coming back in. They're trying to get the veterans back in. They can stop bullets just as well as anybody else, you know. So, yeah, they're having a lot of trouble with recruiting, folks, and so we're going to see a lot of changes here. But what we're really concerned about, of course, is the next terrorist attack on America. Bush is going to run in the draft, because they can't keep going when the recruiting is going down, down, down. The American people are beginning to find out we are not fighting these wars for any American benefit or any American advantage whatsoever. It's all for these international crime lords to fill their pockets with billions and billions of dollars through Halliburton and Bechtel and these corporations, and also the those that sell the guns and ammo and the implements of war, which the Bush crime family and his buddies control. We're going to have the draft. We're going to have it, because they can't keep recruiting when the American people are waking up. And you can't have the draft. The people won't accept it unless there's a great big terrorist attack on America. So say your prayers and ask the Lord to stop these people from carrying off that terrorist attack. Pray that they'll be unsuccessful. That's what we do here at our two police and military associations. Well, folks, that's it for tonight. Hope you have a great evening, and we'll look forward to being with you again, God willing, tomorrow. So don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do, and always will. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.